Great to have you here, Rick, and I'll let you take it away.
Sure, thanks. My name is Rick Dunbar, and I am the, what, they call me missionary to Canada for Chain of Love, which is a different title than what you'd expect. And we were talking about being missionaries around the world, and just being with people and talking about Jesus is being a missionary. You don't have to go to the other side of the world and take those long, tiresome flights or anything like that. You can serve in the community as a missionary because we're sharing Jesus. And that's what that missions is about, specifically Chain of Love. Now, Chain of Love was established in 1994 by a missionary couple who were church planting in southern Brazil. The Chain of Love actually is in the cowboy capital of Brazil. Ain't that cool? We have more cattle in Rio Grande do Sul, which is the very bottom state of Brazil, than we have people. So the beef down there is absolutely amazing. You go to a barbecue there, wow, love it. Now, Chain of Love was established by Ken and Jerry Lynn Bear when they were there as a place to provide a home, healing, and hope for children who have been rescued out of situations of severe abuse and abandonment. It's located in the southern state, and on the campus of Chain of Love, we have 7 family homes, and in the next door city of Novo Hamburgo, we have 4 more homes that are rented because the Brazilian government requires that children that are born in large cities like Novo Hamburgo need to be kept in that city. So we rented 4 more homes in a separate area. Each home can provide room for 10 children. There's a bedroom and bathroom for the boys. There's a bedroom and bathroom for the girls, as well as a bedroom and ensuite for the foster parents. I'll call them foster parents. Is that okay? Good? Okay, good. Just checking. Foster parents take care of these children 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, they get a weekend off a month, and they make the best of it. But this is their life. They live there. On the campus, we have the homes. We also have a gymnasium where the children can play sports. We also have a playground where the children can play. It's a Parque de Diversão, we call it. And the playground also has a soccer court and skate park. Now, the administration building at Chain of Love in the campus in Campo Bom has the offices for our psychologists, our psychiatrists, because this is part of what's needed for these children. We also have a dental office, a nurse's office, and also the offices for the administration. Now, on the left side of the picture, hopefully that works, we also have a clinic that was set up by the university in partnership with Chain of Love, and they have a clinic where the students at the medical facility, their faculty, they come down and they work with our children so that we don't have to take them out to the doctors. They come to us, which is a win-win for everybody because they get to do their practicum with the children, which is just amazing. And years ago, we used to take the children, wrong way, technology, there we go. We used to take the children across town on a Sunday evening to go to church. Well, we realized that they really needed to be spiritually fed much more than what was happening. So with some renovations, and if anybody's been down there, remembers the old wood shop, well, this has been transformed into an auditorium. We have a chaplain who comes on Saturday evenings and preaches to our members, our people, our bros, whatever. And he gives the word then on Saturday evening. And then on the weekdays, him and his wife come up and we do Bible studies with the children and with the youth, which is just fantastic. One of our greatest needs right now, and Telma will consolidate that or tell you that, because our pastor is a little younger than I am, he's 71. Anyway, he's 71, and he's finding it harder to reach the youth, as most older people have trouble. So we're looking for a missionary young person who will come down and spend some time working with the children. And that is one of our greatest needs, is because the spiritual base needs to be fed more. This is where the children find their hope, is in Jesus Christ. It's the only way for healing. Pastor. He's not a pastor, but he is a man who loves these children like no one else. When Ken and Jerry Lynn Bear retired from the field, they asked Telmo to step up as the administrator to the Chain of Love, the executive director. He doesn't like titles, but he loves the kids because during Telmo's childhood, he suffered severe beatings and abuse at the hands of a person who should have been like a father to him. And he understands the pain that these children have suffered through. He understands what it's like to be a child. Sorry. When Telmo was old enough, when he turned 18, he became a police officer. He actually rose to the rank of sergeant. Any police officers retired around here? There might be one. Okay. And he's actually part of the SWAT team, the Special Weapons and Tactics, Rapid Response Team. He attended scenes of violence against families, the children. He's seen firsthand what happens in these families, and his heart just breaks for them. So when in one particular scene he attended, the father had come home and murdered the mother, and the four children that were in school were kept safe, but one little boy stayed in the home. He's 4 years old, and he was found under his mother, and when they took her body out, he crawled out from underneath, and they thought he'd been killed, but he survived. And he grew up a Chain of Love, and the big boy. That's Leonardo. He speaks English very well. It's not happens. And he grew up, he has actually gone to university, and has a diploma in physical education. So this is a success story. 80% of our children do very well when they're gone, when they've finished at Chain of Love and moved out. So it's amazing to see them do well. They come little, like Anna. She's less than a year old. Her parents lived beside the river in a cardboard box underneath the bridge. That was her start. We want only the best for her. Anana, he came. She's a teenager. We have a lot of teenagers coming, and unfortunately, a lot of the teenagers have suffered severe abuse and have thoughts of suicide, thoughts of self-harm. So these things we are dealing with every day. The house parents deal with it every day. It's a beautiful thing that these children find a home and a hope and healing with these children. We have kids. Oh, I turned it off. Did I turn it off? Oh, okay, we got her. Okay, they come by the carload. Often the cars will roll in, and they have like five kids or four kids, three kids. Sarah Lee, Maria Elena, and Samuel, their mother was a drug addict and a drug trafficker. And she wanted the children to actually start taking drugs, experimenting, because she wanted them part of the family business. And it's just horrendous to think that a parent would do that, but they do that. And these five are very kind of special to me because we sponsor the three older ones. Hian is 10. Oh, pardon me. Hian is 12 now. Hayani is 10. Hillary is 7 and a half. Hiana, who is 5, just celebrated her birthday in September, but she contracted meningitis when she was 4 months old. And when they came, her arm was paralyzed, and so was one leg because of the meningitis that hit her. She still has a lot of problems swallowing. But her mom, her house mom, is working with her every day to help her to get more mobile. And little Ricky is just a normal toddler, stomping around, just having a great time. And when they come, first off, they're given a home. Again, first home. And they are given a home, and mom and dad, like Algier and Nair, who have been 23 years as foster parents and have loved these children beyond belief. They're given a bed of their own, which wasn't part of their reality before. They're given a hoperu, a closet of their own. How many teenagers would handle a closet this size? Kind of small, but in there are all their clothes, their shoes, and their treasures. Treasures like letters and cards that they get from their house, from their sponsors, and they just treasure those things like you would not believe. And delicious food, nutritious food. It serves the body. They grow, and they are loved, and they know it. They have healing, which is part of the program. And we have psychologists, psychiatrists, tutors who work with each of the children on a weekly basis so that they can continue to realize, first off, what they experienced when they were young is not normal. They want to get them past that. And sometimes it's a lot of tears. I don't know, we have Marlene, who is in the burgundy right at the back of that table. She's been over 20 years as a psychologist on campus, and she has heard every horrible story you could ever imagine, and yet she still continues to praise the Lord and continues to work. Amazing, absolutely amazing, the healing part. And this is in our Nova Hamburgo office, because we have a separate office for those 4 houses, because we are required by law for every 20 children to have a psychologist and a psychiatrist and a tutor and a coordinator, every 20 children. We have 94 children right now in these 11 homes. So it's a lot of work, but praise God, we continue to see good results. Children like Davi. Davi came, he was 14-year-old. He had the mentality of a 5-year-old. And when he came, he had no idea how to use a fork and a knife because his parents, who also had mental problems, put a bowl on the floor with dog food, and that was his meal. Like, he still has stomach problems because when he's eating dog food all the time, it just affected him deeply. So these are the children. He's now 18. My wife is in the background there with a blanket because we were there in June and it was stinking cold, freezing. But Davi, as soon as he saw the window open, that we were, like, we have a separate house for guests. So if you're coming down, we have a place for you. Bring a team. We have the room. He would almost dive through that window just to get a hug and say hello. He's 18 now. And praise God, he can stay on the campus at Chain of Love at our transition home. Now, we have a transition home for those that are 18 or over, where they can stay as long as they obey the rules, save part of their money, go to church, obey, and do well. They're either studying or working. So they have a place. These children, when they get older, they're still not mature, but they're over 18, and the government says, we're done. We can't just kick them out on the street, can we? It just wouldn't be right. Another girl came, Emily. When she came, she was 11 years old and weighed over 200 pounds because she only saw herself as something to be used. Her mother, who was a drug addict, would exchange Emily for drugs, and that is just beyond understanding. She's transformed. The work that Chain of Love does transforms lives. Life-giving ministry. Praise God. I did it again, did I? Oh. The house parents, the moms, house moms, these are the house moms that work every day with the children, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are the ones that are the heroes of this place. They are the ones that take the heavy burden of working with the children every day. They put up with the chaos at times. When these children are so hurt, they express it through their actions. We had one boy, Alessandro, who went into the bedroom and just ripped everything apart. And the parents go in and clean it up. Love him, care for him, work with a psychologist to try and keep him going. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. Only the power of God and the love of God can make this happen. This is Nair. We're working with Hiana. Like I said, she had meningitis, and she still has problems with movement. But they love her. They just keep working with her. They have a physiotherapist comes in once a week and works to help keep her moving. Dads work too. Like, and Algier is retired, but most of the house parents work outside, the house fathers work outside the home as a pattern of normal family living, something the children never experienced before. But they're seeing it in action, the love of Christ in action. This is Rogério and Nuessa. They're newer house parents. He's a missionary. He goes up to the Amazon and spreads the word of God up in far tributaries of the Amazon. And Jefferson and Grazi, a wonderful couple, fairly new, and she's got a laugh like you wouldn't believe. They work together. House parents, moms and dads work together. This is Fernando. He's making what's called cajetero. And back to the cowboy theme here. This is something, a dish that they make out in the, what they call the pampas. And it's all rice, meat, all sorts of stuff goes into one pan. And this is what they eat out on the pampas when they're out gathering the cattle from 1,000 Hills. There we go. They care for the kids together. They love them. Amazing. I cannot believe that they could do this, but they do. And they teach the kids to take care of each other. No, this is Lucia. She is a beautiful singer. She has an amazing voice. And we were there in June, and she sang worship songs with the kids. And all the kids, all the teenagers, were around the living room worshiping the Lord together. She gets up at 5 in the morning to kneel beside Nicole's bed and pray for her. 5 in the morning. Worshiping the Lord together, they have what they call guitar lessons. And this young man who's part of a motorcycle group, they donated the guitars to the home. And they sing worship songs together as they practice. It's just beautiful to hear. Now, when we got involved in 1999, we started by sponsoring a little boy, Tyra Patrick Machado Rodriguez. 4 years old, and it's funny because we were saying to him that we started sponsoring him when he was 5, and he says, no, I was 4. He knows. These kids know, and they value when their sponsors send them letters and cards. They love hearing from us. I received a letter from Hian, and he says, you know, I am just crazy. I just want to go swim to where you are to be with you. It's just like, I hope to see you again soon. Looking forward to that. He was 4, and we've walked with him, encouraged him, prayed for him as he grows up. This is back in 2011, I believe, and now he's a young man with a family of his own. He's learned from the example of parents that he was raised by how to care for a family, how to be a good dad. It's just neat to see them grow up. We've sponsored other kids over the years, and it's not a burden at all. As a matter of fact, it's a blessing It is a blessing. We try to bless them. We encourage them. We send them cards and notes, letters, just to say, hey, we're thinking of you. We're praying for you. We love you. We pray that you will be doing well. And they bless us even more. And wow, turn that hearing aid down. But yeah, we were down there in June, just out for pizza, and just the kids, just they love us. The hugs, the caring, it touches our hearts. Now this fine young man, Jax, is our international coordinator, sponsorship, and he is the one that takes our applications and says, okay, we're going to work with you, find a child that you could sponsor, so hey, we're open. $35 a month isn't a lot. Like kids like Nicholas, young boy, his oldest sister came. They didn't know that she was pregnant when she arrived, but her stepfather. But a little boy, a little baby, Olivia was born. It's a little cutie. And Ricky, like I said, he's a toddler, just very normal toddler, tromping around. He had a Bible under his arm, by the way. And Julia, and Elena. And like I said, we don't even need an envelope or a stamp to communicate with our kids. Just email. Ta-ta-ta. It's there the next day or that day. And Jox is the one that receives the letters. They need translating, they translate them and give them to the children. The children respond and it comes right back. It's like, it's amazing. So much better than so many other organizations. But these children are our children. They're Baptists. They're our kids. We need to take care of them. It's our responsibility. 40% of the support that comes from the government, but only for food, basic food. Beans and rice and beans. And for medication, because about 90% of the children are on some sort of strong medication, controlled meds, because the abuse that they've suffered. 20% comes from the community, so there's some community involvement, but not very much. They don't trust organizations. There's been so much corruption over the years that they don't trust. So it's up to us. 40% comes from sponsorship and general giving. Thank you, Camrose, for supporting this work. Without you, we wouldn't exist. We'd have to close the doors. And many organizations in Brazil have had to close because they didn't have the support. The government regulations have really pushed them over the edge. Be part of the mission. Thank you. Now, Telmo has some words of thanks, and would like to express his thanks to you for your support over the years. Thank you.
Bom dia.
Good morning.
Eu confesso que eu levei susto.
I must admit that I was scared when I came here.
Eu pensei, será que o pastor quer que nós vamos cantar?
Maybe the pastor wants us to be part of the worship team.
Ia ser terrível.
That would be terrible.
Ia ser igual coiotes
It'd
gritando
be like
aqui.
Coyotes.
Thank you, Lord. É prazer estar com vocês aqui essa manhã.
It is a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Eu olho para vocês como parte da minha família.
I look at you and I see part of my family here.
O quanto vocês são importantes
para
nós.
How much you are important for us.
Quero trazer para vocês hoje o que está acontecendo, as bênçãos de Deus no Chain of Love.
And I want to share with you today some blessings that we have at Chain of Love.
A palavra ela é bem clara.
The word is clear.
No momento da nossa angústia.
In the moment of our anguish.
No nosso desespero.
In our desperation.
Nós invocar o nome de Deus.
We have to call on the name of the Lord.
E nós seremos ouvidos.
And we will be heard.
Eu tenho feito todos os dias.
That's what I do every day.
E Deus tem me ouvido todos os
dias. And God answers me every day.
Eu quero compartilhar com vocês.
I'd like to share with you.
Salmos 82.
Psalm 82.
3 e 4.
Verses 3 and 4.
Pode traduzir direto?
Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hands of the wicked.
Deus está nos determinando.
God's telling us
a olhar para o órfão.
To look at the orphans.
Para olhar para a viúva.
To look at the widows.
Só olhar?
Just to look at them.
Só orar?
Just to pray for them.
Entrar em ação.
We have to act.
Fazer a diferença na vida.
We have to make a difference in their lives.
E essa diferença?
And this difference.
Não é só comida.
It's not only food.
É mostrar Jesus para elas.
To show Jesus, introduce Jesus to them.
Eu tenho dois filhos biológicos.
I have two biological children.
E tenho 94 filhos do coração.
And 94 children of my heart.
Eu amo essas crianças como se fossem meus
I
filhos.
I love them all if they were my own children.
Eu não gosto de título.
As if they were my own children. I don't like titles.
Eu gosto de ação.
I like action.
Eu sou muito feliz.
And I'm very happy.
Por estar aqui com vocês.
To be here with you.
Porque essa igreja é uma igreja missionária.
Because that is a missionary church.
É uma igreja que se importa com a viúva.
It's a missionary who cares for the others, for the widows.
Se importa com o órfão.
And the orphans.
E essa igreja age.
This church acts.
Eu quero, preciso dar um testemunho para vocês.
I need to give you a testimony.
Eu não estava programado.
I hadn't planned that.
Mas.
But.
É importante.
It is important.
Nós começar
for us to start to understand
que o nosso Deus
that our God
ainda faz milagres,
is a God of miracles
e sempre fará.
And he will always be.
Nós temos que querer ver os milagres.
We have to want to see these miracles.
Pois eu tenho um para compartilhar com
and
vocês.
I have one to share with you.
Chain of Love.
Chain of Love.
Tem muitos problemas.
There are lots of problems at Chain of Love.
E dentro desses problemas o problema financeiro.
And among these problems there is the financial problem.
Eu não mexo com dinheiro.
I don't deal with money.
Tem uma pessoa que trabalha com dinheiro.
There's a person in charge of this.
Tudo legal.
Everything is legal.
Um dia eu cheguei no escritório.
One day I was in the office.
E essa pessoa disse,
and this person said, Telmo,
nós estamos com um grande problema.
We have a huge problem.
Nós só temos dinheiro para 15 dias.
We have money for only 15 more days.
Eu trabalho com três bases no lar.
And I work with three main bases at Chain of Love.
A primeira base é a base espiritual.
The first base is the spiritual base.
A segunda base é transparência fiscal.
The second one is fiscal transparency.
E a terceira base eu chamo de base de José.
And the third one I call Joseph base.
E como José ensinou o faraó a economizar.
And Joseph taught Pharaoh to save.
Eu preciso entender que o lar precisa trabalhar com meses de segurança.
So I need to understand that we have to save some money too.
Eu preciso comprar comida para as crianças.
Because I have to buy food for our kids.
Eu preciso pagar funcionários.
I need to pay the employees.
E hoje,
and today,
sem a ajuda da América do Norte,
without the help from North America,
seria impossível.
It would be impossible.
A gente quer muito que vocês possam dizer.
We want you to say.
A gente faz parte do ministério lá.
We are part of this ministry called Chain of Love.
A gente não quer só o dinheiro de vocês.
We don't want your money only.
A gente precisa das orações de vocês.
We need your prayers.
Eu confio mais nas orações.
I trust in your prayers.
Que no dinheiro.
I don't trust money.
Aonde a medicina não consegue entrar.
Where medicine, medication doesn't help.
Jesus consegue entrar.
Jesus can help.
Então essa menina me chamou
so,
de manhã.
This lady called me in the morning.
Telmo, temos grande problema.
And she said, Telmo, we have a huge problem.
Só temos dinheiro para 15 dias.
We have money for 15 days only.
Meu coração ficou tranquilo.
Well, my heart was okay with that.
Incrível.
It's incredible.
Eu não trabalho para o homem.
I don't work for men.
Eu trabalho para Deus.
I work for God.
Meu coração ficou em paz.
My heart was in peace.
Dinheiro só para 15 dias.
Money only for 15 days.
E meu coração em paz.
And my heart was in peace.
Mas eu confio em Deus.
But I trust in the Lord.
Eu disse para essa menina.
I said.
Calma, Débora.
Calm down, Deborah.
Nós trabalhamos para Deus.
We work for God.
Nós estamos fazendo tudo direitinho.
We do everything right.
Deus vai tocar no coração de alguém.
God will touch someone's heart to help us.
Débora, uma menina cristã, prudente.
Deborah is Christian and wise.
Ela disse, "Ih, Deus vai ter que ser rápido."
Oh, God has to do things very fast.
Naquela noite.
That night.
Eu estou contando esse testemunho para vocês.
I'm telling you, I'm talking about this to you.
Porque essa igreja faz parte.
Because this church is part
desse milagre.
Of this miracle.
E ela disse então, Deus vai ter que ser rápido.
And she said, God has to be very, very fast.
Então aquela noite eu tive um sonho.
So that night I had a dream.
Que eu tinha chegado no escritório.
In this dream I arrived in the office.
E tinha muitos envelopes com dinheiro.
And there were lots of envelopes with money.
Wow.
And I said, wow.
Era muito real.
It was so real.
E cheguei e falei para Débora.
So the following morning I talked to Débora.
Débora, onde está o dinheiro?
And I asked her, Deborah, where is the money that I saw on the tables?
Ela disse, tu bebeu?
Said, did you drink?
Dormiu demais?
Are you sleeping?
Eu tinha certeza.
I was sure.
Que a gente estava sendo provado.
That we've been proved.
E Deus ia agir.
And God would act.
Passou 15 dias, mas não bem 14, 13, 14 dias.
So about 13, 14 days after that.
Jacques me ligou de manhã.
So I called Telmo in the morning.
Telmo, vem rápido para lá.
Telmo, come to Nevelove right now.
Tem uma situação internacional.
There is something, this is an international situation I'd like to talk to you about.
Meu Deus.
And I said, my God.
Perdi padrinhos.
Maybe I lost some sponsors, some supporters.
Entrei no escritório.
So I went into the office.
Estava com os olhos grandes.
And our eyes were like that.
E com lágrimas.
With tears in our eyes.
Eu disse, que foi?
And I said, what happened?
Vocês querem me matar do coração?
Do you want to kill me?
Ele estava fazendo muito suspense.
And there was a suspense.
Imagina,
in the air.
Eu dirigi da minha casa so até Chernofylov.
Drove all the way from his home to Chernofylov.
Rápido.
And he was driving fast.
Tinha um problema internacional.
There was a problem to solve.
Acho que eu não vi nem uma sinaleira, eu acho.
Maybe Telmo didn't pay attention to the traffic lights and just arrived at Chernofylov very quickly.
E eles disseram, olha aqui um e-mail que chegou.
And they said, look at this email.
Uma família.
There was a family.
Desta igreja.
From this church, a lady from this church.
A senhora Eleanor.
Eleanor Stark.
Deixou em seu testamento.
She left to Chain of Love.
Um valor, um bom valor.
A good amount of money.
Com este valor.
And with this money.
A gente precisa confiar mais.
We have to trust in God more and more.
Que Deus estamos servindo.
God is serving us.
É um Deus de confiança.
We have to trust in him.
É um Deus que faz milagres.
He's a God of miracles.
É um Deus que está tirando crianças da rua do Brasil.
He's a God who's taking children from the streets in Brazil.
É uma criança que está tendo um novo sorriso.
Now these children have a new smile on their faces.
Esse é o Deus.
This is our God.
Quando eu abri a tela do computador.
When I look at the email on the computer, on the computer screen.
Se Deus. Muito said, obrigado.
God, thank you very much.
Tu te importa com as mínimas causas.
You do care for minimal things.
Eu me senti
I felt like
abençoado.
I felt blessed.
Porque eu vi que Deus estava confiando no meu trabalho.
Because I saw God was trusting in what I do.
Aquele dinheiro da nossa amada irmã Leonora.
That money that Eleanor Stark sent to us.
Foi suficiente.
It was used, it was enough for us to
para pagar todas as dívidas do lar.
Pay all of our debts.
Para comprar um carro novo para as crianças.
Could even buy a van for our kids.
E para nós novamente ficar com 3 meses de recursos.
We could save that money for 3 more months.
Esse é
This
o nosso Deus.
This is our God.
Que se importa com a viúva?
Who matters about you?
Que se importa com órfãos?
About widows, about orphans.
Eu não podia passar por aqui.
I couldn't come here to Canada
e não falar para vocês.
To your church without talking to you about
as orações de vocês.
Your prayers
têm chegado até nós.
Reaches in Brazil.
Eu sou grato.
I'm grateful
por conhecer vocês.
Because I know you.
Eu queria tanto ficar mais tempo com cada
de vocês. I'd love to be here to spend more time with each and every one of you.
E dar um abraço.
To give you a hug.
Mas eu tenho certeza.
But I'm sure.
Que alguém mais especial que eu.
That someone who's more special than me.
Muito especial.
Much more special than me.
Vai abraçar vocês.
Will give you a hug one day.
E vai dizer, vocês
and
cuidaram.
Say, you looked after.
Da viúva.
The widow.
E do órfão.
And the orphan.
Sejam todos bem-vindos.
You are welcome.
Esse é o Deus que nós servimos.
This is the God we serve.
Tem tantas coisas para conversar, para falar.
There are so many things I'd like to talk to you about.
Mas eu preciso respeitar o tempo.
But I must respect my time.
Muito obrigado, meus irmãos.
Thank you very much, brothers and sisters.
Espero que um dia vocês possam ir no Chain of Love.
I hope one day you can come to Chain of Love.
E estar junto com essas crianças.
And be together with our children.
Junto com os pais.
Together with our house parents.
E me ajudar a fortalecer a base.
And help me strengthen the spiritual base of Chain of Love.
Orem por nós.
Please pray for us.
Muito obrigado, pastor.
Thank you very much, pastor.
Tô tão à vontade na tua igreja.
I feel at home here.
Que até vim com a mesma camisa da foto.
I'm wearing the same shirt I was wearing when I took the picture.
Mas tá limpa.
But it's clean.
Thank you very much.
If you spend any time in South America, you learn to be a hugger. I'm not a hugger, but thank you, brother. Let's just take a moment and pray for these brothers in the Lord and for Chain of Love, and then I'll invite our worship team to come up, and we'll just celebrate the good God that is still doing what a good God does, reaching into our lives and showing us that He is good and He cares for His people and for all people. Let's pray together. Father God, we are thankful that we got a very clear picture of your heart for those who are often forgotten in this world, those who are broken, sometimes left behind. God, we are thankful that you are a God that goes after the one. And God, we just see you at work so clearly in the work at Chain of Love. We just pray for Telmo and Jax and Rick that they would be able to continue to do the work that they are doing. God, we are thankful that they are able to see you at work in real and tangible ways. God, I just pray that your spirit would fill them and that they would continue to go forth and, God, do the good work that you would have them to do there, rescuing young people off the streets, giving them a home, introducing them to you. God, this is really, really good news. And help us to be a church that partners well and continues to support. God, we give you all the glory in all the things we've heard this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.